7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Where are we at? What are we doing? Oh, what's the score here? Oh, time. Do it, Tobe. Start the damn show. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I find myself in... There's a bird. I find myself in a... What kind of bird is that? In a state of confusion. I find myself in a lovely day. It's a strange day today here at the end of November, whatever month this is. It's almost December. It's winter, but for some reason, it's extraordinarily warm today. How extraordinarily warm? It's 10 degrees. It's 11 degrees, and it's getting warmer. Okay, big bird circling over. It's a red tail. Big red tail hawk. He's right above my head. He's just soaring around. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Now he's going to go kind of check out what's going on over the forest. He's flying around. What did I say? Yes, it's 11 degrees, possibly warmer. I'm actually wearing shorts. I'm wearing my short pants. I should call Brant and tell him because that'll annoy him. Yeah, ever since about September, he's been telling me it's not shorts weather anymore. I keep telling him, yes, it is. So it's a nice day. It's good weather. There's a slight breeze. That means we have to go outside for a meeting of the Dubious Nature Subcommittee, of which I'm also the chairman. And where are we today? We are out at Herrenhaven, and I'm slowly approaching the Mulhall's property. I'm approaching the gate. And there are some marmot holes around here, so I... Ooh, what was that sound? Not a marmot. I'm looking for Matis. I don't see any Matis at this time. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, it means we might have to just go out onto the Mulhall's property and see if there's any action. See, there's no action in that hole. That hole is blocked, got leaves in front of it. This hole doesn't look active. This hole, yeah, kind of looks like it still might be active. At least this one's clear. Okay, so here we go. I'm going through the gate, or over the gate, however you want to look at it. And here we are. I'm just sort of casually glancing around. I can't take my sunglasses off yet because I'm staring into the damn sun. And where are the dudes? I'm not seeing anything, but it's hard to see anything because all the grass is so tall over here. All right, and now it's, oh, here's a little path. Now it's probably time for a little bit of explanation for any new listeners that might be listening. First of all, I want to say hello and welcome to any new listeners who have discovered the Super Dimension Fortress and its fine radio station, Anon Radio. Welcome, new Mastodon SDF users and Anon Radio listeners. You are now a member of the Dubious Goals Committee because you are listening to this. I am out at a wetlands. I'm at a wetlands preserve called Herrenhaven. And next to Herrenhaven is this big field that is owned by a nursery, a commercial nursery that's across the street. And this is where they grow some of their shrubberies. The shrubberies. Now, the interesting thing about this property is that in the summer, there's a depression over there. In the spring, that depression fills up with water. It becomes a temporary pond, and there's lots of little duckies. But the reason that we're here today is we want to see some beaver damage. And yeah, it's getting worse. And I just realized, I'm wearing my good shoes again. Why did I put my good shoes on? I don't know. Okay, so, also, a little bit of more explanation for any potential new listeners. Harrenhaven is a riparian wetlands. It is a wetlands that's next to a river, and that river is the Papio Creek, which is about 50 meters to my... I write with this hand. Right. Harrenhaven, 150 meters to my left. Harrenhaven is a pond that is shaped by a berm that is the property line between Harrenhaven and this Mulhall's property. And, squee, where's that birdie? Who'd that bird? And the most important thing to know is that there is a weir. Harrenhaven, the pond, is spring-fed. So it's constantly filling, and therefore it needs to constantly drain. And it does. There's a weir. And the weir feeds a little tiny creek that runs for about 150 meters from the pond down to the Papio. This tiny little creek has been invaded by beavers. And all through this property, you can see beaver trails where they've been running around. And you can see where the beavers have been chomping down the sumac. And then they take the sticks and they use that to make more dams. And now I am not 10 meters away from the tiny little creek, which is overflowed, which has got ice on it. It's surfaced with ice because it's been cold here. It's been well below freezing, especially overnight here for the last couple weeks. And so we've got ice, we've got frozenness, we've got water in its solid phase. And now that I'm walking over here, this is flooded. This is overflowed. There is a pond here on the property, which isn't in the normal pond zone. And it's iced over. Oh, and I just stepped into a lot of squishiness. Oh, it's... Yeah, I'm pretty much walking through a pond in my good shoes. I need to step somewhere else. How far do we have to go through? How far am I going? And I just realized something. Some of this stuff has been moved. This is probably a good... Ooh, don't step there. Okay, also on this property, over here, kind of by where the creek is, the nursery has some... like frames in storage. These are just hoops, metal tubing hemispheres that are used to be placed over rows of plants. Then you can cover them with plastic or whatever, and you have sort of a little greenhouse or some protection. Some of these have been moved. Some of these have been moved. That's a good sign. That means that Mulhall's people have now been here and have realized that the beavers are causing some problems. And I'm trying to walk around all this stuff because I'm trying to make my way over to Harrenhaven. I gotta walk through all this tall grass. The funny thing is all these low areas and the actual temporary pond, they are not flooded. All right, now we gotta start looking for deer, because deer will hide in here, right back here. We saw them not last time we were here, but the time before that. Any deer buddies in here? I should probably take my camera out of my pocket and slowly look around. Slowly. What am I looking for? I'm looking for deer. I'm looking for beavers, that's for damn sure. And we're looking for any other dudes. Like maybe some mutties. Or something. Ooh, what's that moving back there? That's just a bird. Looking around, there's bugs. I'm surprised to see bugs. Shouldn't be any bugs. Should be. Why is that grass moving over there? Oh, it might just be the wind. I saw some suspicious movement. It was suspicious. Ah, this is damn flooded zone. Okay, I'm on a beaver path. Ah, and the beaver path is flood. Ah, everywhere I walk, there's water. Oh, those wacky beavers. Ugh, this is practically a river I'm standing in. Too many sticks. Ow, oh, ah. Yeah, there it is. Oh, there's another one. Complete and utter wet foot. My good shoes are now completely and utterly soaked. My feet, are now, damp. Squishy. My feet are soaked all the way through. Yeah. I stepped in the water up to my ankles. Tobe, was it cold water? Yeah, I would describe it as being cold water. But it's refreshing. It's refreshing and brisk. Ugh. Yeah, squish. Now when I walk, it's very squishy. Squish, 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 squish. All right, I'm now standing on the bank of the pond of Herrenhaven. I'm overlooking it. It's all frozen over. It's ice, but it is not thick ice. Not thick enough for us to walk on, otherwise I would. It's probably close, but yeah. I'm looking out there. I'm looking out over the pond. I'm looking all the way over in the corner. I can't see that far. Way back there, in that corner, is one of the spring inlets. There's actually two. And back in that corner, way over there, that's where the muskrats like to hang out over the winter. Because there's lots of cattails back there. There's lots of reeds, and I'm looking for push-ups. I don't see any, but I can guarantee you there's some muskrat habitat back there. And as I look around here, I'm noticing potential. Yeah, see, this is where the beavers are climbing out of the pond right here. Do-do-do-do-do, and they jump up on the bank and they walk around, and sometimes they go this way and sometimes they go that way. And there's like little beaver roads. So let's follow this one. And where'd that bird go? I do not see Mr. Bird. He probably landed in the trees and said, I think I'll hang out here for a while. Look for some delicious snacks. Because this is a good place for delicious snacks if you're a red-tailed hawk. All right. So the next thing we need to do is to walk over here about another 10 yards where these beaver trails merge with a marmot trail. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Yeah, this is the main beaver access point right here. Damn, son. There's beaver tracks. There's bigger beaver tail slaps. There's slides. There are freshly beveled stumps. Is there a beaver lodge back here? I wouldn't think there is. There's no way for them to swim under. It's not deep enough. None of these areas are deep enough to make a beaver lodge, and so I have a feeling that the beavers are either hanging out in a hole in the bank, or they're down in the patio. I don't know, but I don't see any evidence of marmots being in that hole over there. It's got leaves all over it. Oh, squishy, squishy. My feet are soaking wet, and I'm kind of excited about it. I kind of like it. It goes squishy, squishy, squish, squishy, squishy when I walk, yeah. All right, I'm trapped. I need to backtrack here, get back onto this beaver trail. And then, not just a beaver trail either, and not just a marmot trail. There are deer tracks on this trail. Okay, so I got to get back on this beaver trail to get out of here. Oh, you know when I said the temporary pond didn't have any water in it? I lied. Yeah, I'm approaching it, and I was going to use this beaver trail to get out of here, but the beaver trail goes through this damn pond now. How am I going to get out here? Oh, Tobe, you're going to be stuck at Heron Haven all day. You know, I would kind of be okay with that. It's not like I've never been here all day before. All right, I'm going to do a little bushwhacking here. Yeah. Ooh, ah. Ooh. Donde está mi machete? I left my machete at home. Doodly doodly. Keep going. Okay. Now I've got the sun on my back and I can feel it. And it's kind of not good. Because there's the possibility that I might overheat now. And now I'm stuck again. Water this way. Okay, we just start bushwhacking this way. Ugh. Okay. This is getting to be a real task. Had I known this was going to be this difficult today, perhaps I would have chosen a different location for our nature adventures. Yeah, temporary pond has got water in it, and it's iced up. This is because of the beavers flooding the little creek. It's now going to flood over here. And I found some poops. Found some deer poop. Very nice. Now we know our deer buddies have been walking around in here, but come on, we knew that was happening already. Okay. Alright, I've sort of made it over to the edge. The edge of the field. And I'm now in the corner. And now, I can walk directly into Heron Haven because this is the little, this is the cut. This is the cut that had to be made in the forest to get the heavy equipment in here to dredge out Heron Haven's pond a few years ago. And so now we have this really convenient kind of, access to the Mulhouse property directly from the Heron Haven. Heron Haven. It's an awesome place. Let's go up here and see what's happening in the billabong. Who's in the billabong today? Probably a jumbuck. You know, if I had a billabong, I would stock it with swagmen and jumbucks. And hey, no. You know, let's go check out the back of the billabong. All this stuff is iced over, but in the sunny spots, there's still open water. And you know who likes that, especially back here in the back of the billabong? That's right, scratties. So let's go back here and just see if we can see any scrats. Any muskrats. We like those water rats. They're swimming around doing their scratty stuff in the billabong. Okay. Wow, it's so weird because I can actually see the back of the billabong from here because all of the bad foliage has been removed. Yay! And the other crazy thing is some of these big dangerous trees got chopped down. There's some old cottonwoods here. One fell into Frog Harbor. And one of them's the one that was sort of protecting the blind, the wall blind back here. So now this is no longer... Oh, hi, Mr. Squirrely. Oh, fat squirrel on the tree right here. He's a chub. Who's a chub? All right, I'm at the wall blind. There's a chubby squirrel right below me. Hey, chub. I sees you, chub. Look at that. God damn, that squirrel probably weighs a kilo and a half. He's a 3-pounder. Okay, so I'm out. I'm looking over the back of the billabong. I'm checking the logs. I'm looking for dudes. I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing any movement. I'm not seeing any scratty-ism. We got no ducks. We got no nothing. Just this fat squirrel sitting over here. He's still on that log. There's a tree that fell over and he's just watching me. He's just watching me. Yeah, I see you. You looking at me? Listen to my feet. Here, hold on a second. I'm going to put the microphone down here and I'm going to take some steps so you can hear my squishy feet. I don't know if that worked, but now the squirrel, he's getting further up that tree. What's he looking for? He's looking at me. He's looking down on me. He's looking down on me with disdain. And unbridled umbrage. Oh, these squirrels. These squirrels and their attitudes. All right. I got squishy feet. What are we doing? All right, let's head back into the forest to see what's going on. Now that we're here, we might as well do the whole Harrenhaven thing. So, maybe we can find something. We can find something cool. What have I seen already today? I've only seen some moderately cool things. One of the things I saw on the way over here, as I was driving, I saw some people on the golf course. And I thought, should I be going to the creek instead to look for golf balls? It's a different golf course, of course, but it does seem to imply that people are golfing. I said, no. Let's take the committee to Harrenhaven today. See if we can find some dudes. See if we can find some other interesting things. The other interesting thing I saw as I was making the turn from the apartment complex into the, what's that street called, Old Maple Road, there was a girl standing in her driveway, vigorously waving a flag about. This caught my eye and I thought, this is unusual. Is she signaling me? Why is she so vigorously waving that flag about? But being as I was driving and I was approaching an intersection, I couldn't, you know, focus on her until I came to a complete stop. At which time I looked up and I noticed that this girl, not only was she twirling the flag around, she herself was spinning around and doing moves. And I realized that she was in fact a member of a flag corps. Because it was a flag corps style flag, and it was purple. And that could be a couple of different schools here in town, but probably Central High School. I hear tickety tickety tick, where's my bird? We got a woodpecker, there he is, there he is. I sees you. It's one of those little black and white dudes, the little ones. That must be the oh, you know what's super stupid? I'm looking at this one that's 10 meters away, a female, and I swear to God, right above my head, not 2 meters, here's a male. Hey, buddy, I think I'd take a picture of you. Stay right there. Don't move. Don't move. I said don't move. Are you moving? Didn't I just say? I wanted to get his head. Get your... Oh, I got it in macro mode. This isn't going to work. Why am I taking a picture of this bird? I don't have the good camera. This is not the bird taking pictures camera. This is the, hey, let's sneak up on some marmots and take pictures of them camera. Okay. Oh, and of course, as soon as I get the camera set up correctly and pointed back at the bird that was just 2 meters above my head, he decided to leave. Yeah, so it was a woodpecker, one of those little guys. We see them all the time. They're down in the creek all the time, every damn day. Where is he? I heard him again. Oh, yeah, here he is. Right. I see you, but oh, get in this, move into the sun at least. Now, yeah, but stay on this side of the, forget it, you're an idiot. Bird doesn't want to get in the sun where I can take a picture of him. I'm not taking a picture of him. Clearly, this bird understands nothing about the fine points of aviation photography. Can you hear that? Yeah, what the hell's going on out here? Okay, so I've made it to the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, which is iced over. I don't see anything. What the hell is going on out here? Obviously, we just need to make it over here to the blind because we've got something going on out here. Listen to that. Listen to all those geese freaking out. Is this a regular border confrontation? Or is this something deeper? Oh, right. And of course, as soon as I start getting up here, it starts dying off. All right. Let's go in here and see what's happening. Walking by the other dumb wall. And here we go. The big blind. The A.J. Worthman Memorial Blind. Al Worthman was the husband of Ione Worthman, the founder of Herrenhaven. Okay, here we go. We got ducks.
Hi, duckies. Hi, duckies.
And we got geese. I'm going to stick my head out here so I can see what's going on. I'm in the big blind. Most of the pond is iced over, except over here by the delta where it gets the most sun. There's still open water. I got a lot of geese out on the ice. How many geese? Okay, here's where we do science. There's 10, 20, 40, 50. That's 100, 200, 300. 350? Pushing 400 geese. These are Canada geese. A lot of them are standing on one leg on the ice while they're trying to sleep. Some are sitting on the ice. Some are in the water swimming around. There's half a dozen on Goose Island. And there's ducks. We got mallards. Lots of green-headed mallards that are saying, "Hey, you like my shiny green head?" And I said, "Yeah. Where'd you get it?" "Got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green duck head." And way out there, there might be one or two other, there's a lot of mallards, but what is that? Who's that? What kind of duck is that? What the hell kind of duck is that? And there's what I'm looking for. Oh, yeah, and here they come. Zoom, zoom, two teals. Okay, definitely teals. We've got teals. But way down there, we got a blue heron. And not only do we have a blue heron, I am 90% sure that's Big Bluey. We got lots of diving ducks. Can you hear this? All these ducks are diving. They say, "Hey, let's go down here and look for some yummy food." Okay, now the big question is, What am I seeing over there? Well, you know, I'd love to tell you, because it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for aquatic birds and stuff. I brought my siren whistle. Because I was going to do duck cops, but my duck call wasn't working. And now we've run out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious walking around in squishy shoes looking for birds committee, a show that airs whenever it's warm on the last days of November at 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here. My feet are squishy. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.